Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
So we can definitely proceed. And let me also ask you, ma'am, just to make sure we're representing everybody, what is your race? African-American, black, white, Caucasian? Mixed race with black, Hispanic,
or
Latino.
I'm a black 83-year-old.
Oh, thank you so much. That was the next question, actually, your age. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote if I'm alive and well.
Exactly. That is good. Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
What's the question? Am I satisfied or with what?
Uh-huh. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
With what? I didn't get your last point.
With the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking.
Am I satisfied on some level with...
Satisfied or dissatisfied? With the direction...
I'm pretty well satisfied.
Okay. You would say very satisfied or just satisfied?
Just satisfied.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve
or disapprove? Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You
okay,
may use any number.
Who are the people you're naming?
I will mention them in a moment. You can use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization,
okay.
Please place
them. Who is it?
The first one is J.D. Vance from 0 to 100.
I don't know him, 0.
Oh, okay. You don't know, actually. Or would you say 0? Instead.
I said 0.
Okay. The Republican Party?
0.
Joe Biden?
I told you that earlier with your other question. I was generally satisfied with Joe Biden.
Oh, no, but in this case, we're talking about the person itself, himself, from 0 to 100, Joe Biden.
50.
Tammy Baldwin?
100.
Donald Trump?
0.
Kamala Harris?
50.
The Democratic Party?
40.
Okay. Project 2025?
What?
Project 2025.
I don't know that much about it. 0.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Democrat Kamala.
Kamala Harris, okay? And now I am going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Web 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason. And a 0, that is not at all convincing reason to support her for president.
Okay, what's
any
the
number?
Statement because yeah. You're taking too long?
Between 0 to 10. Okay, no worries. There are a few statements. We're almost at 70%, almost done, ma'am. In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. A district attorney, Kamala Harris, stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November. From 0 to 10, any number.
What is your question? I'm about to hang up on you.
It's not a question. This is a statement. You have to select a number from 0 to 10, the one that I just read, on how convincing reason it is for you to vote for Kamala Harris for president. From 0 to 10, from the first statement that I read.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris.
No, I need a number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. The next statement, ma'am, is while Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. From 0 to 10, or how convincing you find it to vote for Kamala Harris for president on this statement? Any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. The next statement is, this November we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all. In a country that sorely needs a 10. Thank you so very much. And I know just one more minute, ma'am. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican
Kamala Trump,
you would vote for Kamala Harris. Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. You said 10. Oh, you said 10, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
And now I'm going to give you some reasons.
I said 10 and then I changed it. You better
exactly.
Hurry up because I'm about to hang up.
We're at 71%, almost done. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that's a very convincing reason to vote, and a 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10 again. The first statement is, a second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights. One moment. Destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct and erasing
whatever
the history
say,
of racism.
Vote for Trump, period.
Slavery for school books. Yeah, just let me finish. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancements that past generations fought and died for. We can't 100. Go backwards. It's our responsibility to use political power to protect our future. From
I'm
0 to
hang
10.
Up.
From 0 to 10.
10.
Banning Muslims and deporting people of colors. That's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of peoples and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This will involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both
what
human rights and the rights of American citizens. National
hey,
Opinion Survey.
I'm getting ready to hang up. What?
National Opinion Surveys, once again, yeah. To stop this inhuman and evil act, there's only one solution. Vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. From 0 to 10.
10.
The last statement, it says, Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exception, and rolls back LGBT.
The survey asked too many
right.
damn questions. I'm going to hang up.
One more, just one more minute, man. While giving more tax breaks to the wealthy, it sets up to mass deportations and gives the military
the
power to break up for the protest.
We
must
vote
to stop Project
2025.
Yeah, from 0 to 10. From 0 to 10, please, man. Your opinion is important. Thank you very much. Moving forward, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change
what's
their minds.
What's wrong with you? I'm not
90%, almost done.
Well,
it's okay if you didn't, but... Yeah, almost on 90%, I promise. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Thank you very much. And once again, rate the level of motivation from voting in this year's presidential
10.
Congressional 10. From okay, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling?
No last few
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am, please?
A little college. The last
okay,
year,
thank
13.
You. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 of age or younger living with you in your household or no?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. That's it, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you're good to go. Thank you.